Your alarm blares, jerking you awake. You fumble for your phone, squinting at the time. Oh no, you've overslept again. Your heart races as you imagine the day spiraling out of control before it's even begun. Sound familiar? We've all been there. And that moment of panic was followed by a mad dash to catch up with a day that started without us. But what if I told you that you could still set yourself up for success even on those mornings when time isn't on your side? That's right. Whether you're up with the roosters or rolling out of bed as the sun hits its stride, there's a way to control your day and mind. Now I know what you're thinking. Another morning routine? Come on. But stick with me here. We're not talking about those picture-perfect routines you see on social media, the ones with people doing yoga at sunrise or whipping up gourmet smoothies before most of us have even opened our eyes. Nope. We're talking about something much older, much wiser, and, believe it or not, much simpler. Enter Stoicism. Now, before you zone out thinking this is going to be some dusty philosophy lesson, let me stop you right there. Stoicism isn't just for ancient Greeks or philosophy majors. It's a practical, no-nonsense approach to life that's as relevant today as it was 2,000 years ago. In fact, it might be exactly what we need in our chaotic, always-on modern world. So, what's the deal with Stoicism? At its core, it's about focusing on what you can control and letting go of what you can't. It's about finding inner peace and strength, no matter what life throws at you. Sounds pretty good, right? Especially when you're starting your day feeling like you're already behind. That's where our 10 Stoic morning habits come in. These aren't about radically changing your life overnight. They're simple, doable practices that can help you start your day purposefully, even if you've hit the snooze button too many times. We're talking about things like setting your intention for the day, practicing gratitude, even for the small stuff, and using a splash of cold water to wake up your body and mind. These habits aren't about adding more to your plate. They're about helping you approach your day with a clearer mind. They're about building resilience, so those minor morning setbacks don't derail your entire day. And the best part, you can do most of these even if you're short on time or resources. By the end of this video, you'll have a toolkit of simple yet powerful practices to help you start your day on the right foot, no matter when your day begins. You'll learn how to turn problems into opportunities for growth, stay focused in a world full of distractions, and motivate yourself even when you're not feeling it. So, stick around whether you're a chronic oversleeper, a busy parent, a night shift worker, or just someone looking to bring more balance to your mornings. These Stoic morning habits might be the game changer you've been looking for. Let's dive in and discover how to make every morning a good morning, regardless of what time you roll out of bed. The challenge of modern mornings. All right, let's get real for a minute. Mornings in the 21st century, they're tough. We're not exactly waking up to roosters crowing anymore, are we? Nope, we're jolted awake by blaring alarms, immediately bombarded by notifications, and racing against the clock before we've even opened our eyes fully. Think about it. How often have you reached for your phone first thing in the morning, only to be greeted by a flood of emails, news alerts, and social media updates? Suddenly, before your feet hit the floor, your mind was racing, thinking about work deadlines, world events, or what your friend had for dinner last night. Not exactly a peaceful start to the day, is it? And let's not forget the pressure. Oh, the pressure. We're constantly bombarded with images of perfect mornings. You know the ones I'm talking about, those Instagram-worthy routines where people seem to have time for a 5-mile run, a gourmet breakfast, and reading War and Peace, all before 8 a.m. It's enough to make you want to pull the covers over your head and give up before you've even started. But here's the catch. Those traditional morning routines we keep hearing about, they often fail, and I'll tell you why. They're usually too rigid, time-consuming, or unrealistic for most of us. They don't account for the fact that life is life. Sometimes you oversleep. Sometimes your kid wakes up sick. Sometimes you're just not feeling like a morning person, even if you usually are. These routines often focus on adding more to our already packed mornings instead of helping us navigate the chaos. They tell us what to do, but not how to think. And in a world where our circumstances can change in the blink of an eye, it's our mindset that really matters. That's where we're getting it all wrong. We're so focused on doing that we forget about being. We're so caught up in checking items off a list that we lose sight of what really matters. Starting our day with the right mindset, regardless of what time we wake up or what challenges we face. So what's the alternative if traditional morning routines aren't cutting it? Well, that's where our good old friends, the Stoics, come in handy. And trust me, they've got some amazing insights that are surprisingly perfect for our modern morning madness. Stoic philosophy, a solution for today. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoic philosophy? Seriously? How's some ancient wisdom going to help me with my crazy mornings? Well, buckle up, because you're in for a surprise. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless or enduring suffering silently. Nope, it's way more practical and cool than that. At its core, Stoicism is about developing inner strength, focusing on what you can control, and finding peace of mind, even in chaotic situations. Sound like something that might come in handy on a hectic morning? You bet it does. The Stoics, guys like Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus, weren't just sitting around philosophizing. They were dealing with real-life challenges, running empires, facing exile, and even living as enslaved people. And through it all, they developed principles that helped them survive and thrive. So, how does this ancient wisdom apply to our lives today? Well, imagine waking up late, feeling like your day is already ruined. The Stoic approach wouldn't be to panic or beat yourself up. Instead, it would be to accept the situation. You can't change the fact that you overslept. Focus on what you can control, your actions and attitudes from this point forward, and look for opportunities to make the best of the situation. Stoicism teaches us to find calm in chaos, to be resilient in the face of challenges, and to constantly work on improving ourselves. It's about developing a solid inner core that can weather any storm, even the morning storm gone off the rails. But here's the best part. Stoicism isn't about grand gestures or complete life overhauls. It's about small, consistent actions that add up to big changes over time. And that's exactly what our 10 Stoic morning habits are all about. These habits aren't going to make your mornings perfect magically, but they will give you tools to approach your mornings and your entire day with a clearer, calmer, and more focused mindset. They'll help you build that inner strength bit by bit, day by day, so you can handle whatever life throws at you. Oversleeping, spilt coffee, surprise meetings, and all. So are you ready to discover how this ancient wisdom can revolutionize your modern mornings? Let's dive into these 10 Stoic morning habits and start turning every morning into an opportunity for growth, no matter what time you wake up. Trust me, the Stoics will become your new best friends in tackling those morning challenges. The 10 Stoic Morning Habits. Set your intention. Let's start with our first Stoic morning habit, setting your intention. Now, I know what you're thinking. I just woke up, and you want me to do what? But hear me out, because this simple practice can be a game changer. Why do it? Well, imagine you're setting out on a road trip. You wouldn't just hop in the car and start driving without knowing where you're going, right? Same goes for your day. Without a clear direction, It's easy to get lost in the chaos of daily life, feeling like you're just reacting to whatever comes your way. So how do you do it? It's simpler than you might think. When you wake up, before you even get out of bed, take a moment to ask yourself, what's my main focus today? It doesn't have to be anything grand. Maybe it's finishing that report you've been putting off, being more patient with your kids, or even just making it through a tough day at work with a positive attitude. The benefits? By setting your intention, you're giving your day purpose and direction. It's like having a North Star to guide you. You can return to your intention and refocus when you feel overwhelmed or distracted. Let me give you an example. Say you wake up late, feeling stressed about everything you need to do. Instead of panicking, you take a breath and set your intention. Today, I'm going to focus on staying calm under pressure. Boom! Now, you have a framework for approaching your day, no matter what challenges come your way. Remember, your intention doesn't have to be perfect. It's not about adding pressure. It's about giving yourself a positive direction. So, start your day with purpose, even if that purpose is as simple as, today, I'll do my best. Trust me, it makes a difference. Be grateful. Next up, we've got gratitude. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Gratitude, really? My alarm didn't go off, I'm running late, and you want me to be grateful? Yep, that's exactly what I'm saying. And here's why it's so powerful. Why practice gratitude? Because it's like flipping a switch in your brain. Instead of focusing on what's going wrong or what you don't have, gratitude shifts your attention to what's going right and what you do have. And let me tell you, there's always something to be grateful for, even on the most challenging days. So, how do you do it? It's simple. Take a moment to think of three things you're thankful for. They don't have to be big things. Maybe you're grateful for the comfortable bed you just got out of, the coffee waiting for you in the kitchen, or even just the fact that you're alive and have a new day ahead of you. The benefits? Practicing gratitude is like giving your mind a positive boost. It reduces stress, improves mood, and helps you start the day more optimistically. Plus, it's hard to be grumpy when you're focusing on the good stuff in your life. Here's a real-life example. Let's say you wake up to find out your car won't start. Frustrating, right? But instead of letting it ruin your day, you practice gratitude. You're thankful for the neighbor who offers you a ride, the extra time to listen to your favorite podcast on the bus, and the problem-solving skills you'll use to deal with your car. Suddenly, the situation doesn't seem so bad. Remember, gratitude isn't about ignoring problems or pretending everything's perfect. It's about recognizing that even when things are tough, there's still good in your life. So start your day by counting your blessings, no matter how small they seem. Cold water. Wake up. All right, brace yourselves for this next one. It's time to talk about the cold water wake up. And yes, I can already hear some of you groaning. But trust me, this stoic practice is as invigorating as it is challenging. Why do it? Well, the Stoics were all about voluntary discomfort as a way to build mental toughness. And let's face it, there's nothing quite like a blast of cold water to shake off sleep and spark your senses to life. So how do you do it? You've got options. You can start small by splashing cold water on your face at the sink. Or, if you're feeling brave, end your shower with a 30-second blast of cold water. A complete cold shower is the way to go for the true Stoic warriors. Whatever you choose, the key is to embrace the discomfort. The benefits? This practice does more than wake you up, although it definitely does that. It's a way to build resilience and mental toughness. By voluntarily exposing yourself to discomfort first thing in the morning, you're training your mind to handle daily challenges. Plus, it gets your blood flowing and can even boost your immune system. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you've hit snooze three times and you're feeling groggy. You drag yourself to the shower, turn the water cold, and step in. Yes, it's a shock. Yes, it's uncomfortable. But as the water hits you, you feel your body come alive. Your mind clears. As you step out, you feel invigorated and proud of yourself for facing discomfort head on. You've already overcome a challenge, and your day has barely begun. Remember, the cold water wake-up isn't about torturing yourself. It's about proving to yourself that you can do hard things. Start small if you need to, but give it a try. You might be surprised at how it sets the tone for a day of facing challenges with confidence. Make a to-do list. Now, let's talk about something that might seem obvious but is oh so important. Making a to-do list. But hold on. Before you roll your eyes thinking this is just another dull productivity tip, let me tell you why this is a key Stoic practice. Why make a list? The Stoics focused on what we could control. A to-do list helps you do just that. It takes all those swirling thoughts and tasks in your head and puts them down on paper or screen, where you can actually do something about them. So, how do you do it the Stoic way? Keep it simple. Write down the top three things you need to get done today. Not want to get done, not should get done, but need to get done. Focus on things you can control and make sure they're realistic. The benefits? This practice helps you prioritize and stay focused. Instead of feeling overwhelmed by an endless list of tasks, you have a clear, manageable action plan. It reduces anxiety because you know exactly what you need to focus on. Plus, there's something satisfying about crossing items off your list. Here's a real-world example. Let's say you wake up feeling stressed about a big project at work, a messy house, and a dozen unanswered emails. Instead of trying to tackle everything at once, you make your list. 1. Work on a project for 2 hours. 2. Clean the kitchen. 3. Respond to 3 important emails. Suddenly, your day feels manageable. You know what you need to focus on, and everything else can wait. Remember, your to-do list isn't about cramming in as much as possible. It's about identifying what's truly important and permitting yourself to focus on it. So, take a few minutes each morning to make your list. Your future self will thank you. 5. Avoid distractions. Let's talk about avoiding distractions. And let's be real. This might be the most challenging habit of all in today's world. But it's also one of the most important. Why avoid distractions? The Stoics believed in being present and focusing on what's within our control. But in our modern world, it's all too easy to start the day by diving into a sea of distractions, social media, news, emails, that pull us away from what's truly important. So, how do you do it? Here's the challenge. Don't check your phone for the first 30 minutes of your day. I know, it sounds impossible, but give it a try. Use this time to think, to plan, or even to enjoy your coffee in peace. The benefits? By avoiding distractions first thing in the morning, you set the tone for your entire day. You're taking control of your attention rather than letting others control it for you. This leads to better focus, less stress, and a greater sense of purpose in your day. Let me give you a scenario. Imagine two different mornings. In one, you wake up and immediately check your phone. You see a worrying news headline, a work email that stresses you out, and a social media post that makes you feel inadequate. Your mood plummets before you've even gotten out of bed. Now, imagine another morning. You wake up and resist the urge to check your phone. Instead, you take a few deep breaths, think about your intentions for the day, and enjoy a quiet moment. Which morning sets you up for a better day? Remember, avoiding distractions isn't about cutting yourself off from the world. It's about choosing when and how you engage with it. By starting your day distraction-free, you're giving yourself the gift of a calm, focused mind. And in today's chaotic world, that's truly priceless. Move your body. Let's get moving with our sixth Stoic morning habit, physical activity. Now, Before you start groaning about early morning marathons, hear me out. This isn't about intense workouts. It's about connecting with your body and kickstarting your day. Why move your body? The Stoics understood the deep connection between physical and mental well-being. They knew that taking care of your body was crucial for a clear, focused mind. Plus, some morning movement can be a real game-changer in a world where many of us spend our days hunched over desks. So how do you do it? Keep it simple. We're talking 5-10 minutes of movement here, folks. It could be a quick yoga stretch, a short walk around the block, or even some jumping jacks in your living room. The key is to get your blood flowing and your body awake. The benefits? Moving your body in the morning boosts your energy, improves your mood, and enhances your focus for the day ahead. It's like pressing the reset button on your body and mind, helping you shake off sleep and feel more alive. Picture this. You've woken up feeling groggy and unmotivated. Instead of reaching for your third cup of coffee, you decide to try this habit. You put on some music and dance around your room for 5 minutes. Yes, you might feel a bit silly at first, but by the end, you're smiling, your heart is pumping, and you feel ready to tackle the day. That's the power of morning movement. Remember, this isn't about perfect form or intense workouts. It's about connecting with your body and starting your day with positive energy. So, roll out of bed and get moving. Your body and mind will thank you. Tell yourself you've got this. Next up, we're diving into the power of positive self-talk with our seventh habit, telling yourself you've got this. I know it might sound a bit cheesy, but stick with me here. This simple practice can be incredibly powerful. Why do it? The Stoics believed in the power of our thoughts to shape our reality. They understood that our inner dialogue can either empower us or hold us back. By consciously choosing positive self-talk, we're setting ourselves up for success. How do you do it? It's as simple as looking in the mirror or just saying to yourself something like, I can handle whatever comes my way today. Make it personal and meaningful to you. The key is to say it with conviction, even if you don't fully believe it at first. The benefits? Positive self-talk boosts your confidence, reduces anxiety, and helps you approach challenges with a can-do attitude. It's like being your own personal cheerleader, pumping yourself up for the day ahead. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you've got a big presentation at work today. You're nervous, your stomach's in knots, and you're tempted to call in sick. But instead, you look in the mirror and say, I've prepared for this, I know my stuff, I can do this. You repeat it until you start to believe it. Suddenly, that presentation doesn't seem so scary. You've shifted your mindset from fear to confidence. Remember, this isn't about ignoring real challenges or difficulties. It's about reminding yourself that you have the strength to face them. So, give yourself a pep talk each morning. It might feel awkward initially, but it can become a powerful tool in your Stoic arsenal with practice. Breathe deeply. Now, let's take a deep breath and discuss our eighth habit, conscious breathing. This might seem too simple to be effective, but trust me, it's a cornerstone of Stoic practice. Why focus on breathing? The Stoics knew that our breath is one of the few things we can control in any situation. Focusing on our breath can calm our minds, reduce stress, and bring ourselves into the present moment. How do you do it? It's simple but powerful. Take 5 minutes to sit quietly and focus on your breath. Breathe in slowly through your nose for a count of four. Hold for a count of four. Then exhale slowly through your mouth for a count of four. If your mind wanders, and it will, gently bring your focus back to your breath. The benefits? Deep breathing reduces stress and anxiety, improves focus, and helps you start your day from a place of calm. It's like hitting the reset button on your nervous system, helping you approach the day with a clear, centered mind. Here's a scenario. You wake up to stressful texts and emails. Your heart's racing, your mind's spinning, and you feel like the day is already spiraling. But instead of reacting, you take 5 minutes to focus on your breath. As you breathe deeply, you feel your heart rate slow, your muscles relax, and your mind clear. Now, you're ready to respond to those messages from a place of calm rather than panic. Remember, this isn't about clearing your mind of all thoughts. It's about anchoring yourself in the present moment through your breath. So, take a few minutes each morning to breathe. It's a small investment of time that can pay off big in terms of your mental state throughout the day. Check your progress. As we near the end of our Stoic morning routine, let's talk about our ninth habit, checking your progress. This isn't about obsessing over every little detail, but acknowledging how far you've come. Why check your progress? The Stoics believed in constant self-improvement, but also understood the importance of recognizing growth. By acknowledging our progress, we motivate ourselves to keep pushing forward. How do you do it? Take a moment each morning to reflect on something you accomplished yesterday, no matter how small. Maybe you finally made that difficult phone call, stuck to your exercise routine, or handled a stressful situation gracefully. Acknowledge it and give yourself credit. The benefits? Checking your progress boosts your motivation and self-esteem. It helps you focus on growth rather than perfection and reminds you that you can make positive changes in your life. Let's look at an example. Say you're working on being more patient. You wake up and think about yesterday. You remember how you took a deep breath and responded calmly when your coworker made a mistake instead of snapping as you might have in the past. It might seem small, but it's progress. Acknowledging this gives you a boost of confidence and motivates you to keep working on your patience today. Remember, this isn't about comparing yourself to others or setting unrealistic standards. It's about recognizing your growth, no matter how incremental. So, take a moment to appreciate how far you've come each morning. You might be surprised at how much progress you're making. See problems as challenges. And now, we've reached our 10th and final Stoic morning habit, seeing problems as challenges. This mindset shift can be a real game changer in how you approach your day. Why reframe problems? The Stoics believed that our perceptions shape our reality. By seeing problems as challenges or opportunities, we empower ourselves to tackle them head-on, rather than feeling victimized by them. How do you do it? When you encounter a problem, instead of thinking, "Why is this happening to me?" ask yourself, "What can I learn from this?" Or, "How can this make me stronger?" It's about shifting from a passive to an active mindset. The benefits. This reframing helps build resilience and mental toughness. It reduces stress by putting you in a problem-solving mindset rather than a helpless one. Plus, it can actually make life more interesting as you start to see challenges as opportunities for growth. Here's a real-life scenario. You wake up to find out your car won't start and you have an important meeting. Instead of panicking, you see it as a challenge. You think, "Okay, how can I solve this? Maybe I can carpool with a coworker, or this is a chance to finally try out that bike route to work." Suddenly, you're not a victim of circumstance, but an active problem solver. Remember, this isn't about toxic positivity or ignoring real problems. It's about approaching difficulties with a growth mindset. By starting your day looking at problems this way, you're preparing yourself to handle whatever challenges come your way with resilience and creativity. And there you have it, our 10 Stoic morning habits. Each one is a powerful tool on its own, but together they form a robust toolkit for starting your day with purpose, resilience, and a positive mindset. Remember, the goal isn't perfection, it's progress. So, start small, be consistent, and watch how these habits can transform your mornings and life. Putting it all together. All right, Stoic community, let's bring it all home. We've covered 10 powerful Stoic morning habits, but you might wonder, how do I actually make this work in my life? Don't worry, I've got you covered. First things first, remember that this isn't an all-or-nothing deal. You don't have to implement all 10 habits at once. Start small. Pick one or two that resonate with you and focus on those. Maybe begin with setting your intention and practicing gratitude. Once those feel natural, add another habit to your routine. The key is consistency, not perfection. And here's a pro tip for those mornings when you wake up late and feel like you don't have time for any of this. Choose one habit and do it, even if it's just for 30 seconds. Set your intention while brushing your teeth. Practice gratitude during your commute. Take 3 deep breaths before you start your workday. Remember, these habits are tools to help you, not additional stressors. Be flexible and adapt them to your life. The goal is cultivating a stoic mindset, not checking boxes off a list. As we wrap up, I want you to remember something important. Change doesn't happen overnight. The Stoics understood that personal growth is a lifelong journey, not a destination. So be patient with yourself. Start small, be consistent, and watch as these habits slowly but surely transform your mornings and your life. Every morning is a new opportunity to practice these Stoic principles. Even if yesterday didn't go as planned, today is a chance to try again. That's the beauty of this philosophy. It's not about being perfect, it's about continuous improvement. So, my fellow Stoics, I challenge you to try these habits. Start tomorrow morning, pick one habit, and commit to it for a week. See how it affects your days, your mindset, and your life. And remember, you're not alone in this journey. We're here to support you every step of the way. Thank you for joining me today on the Stoic Community. Please like, share, and subscribe if you find value in this video. Hit that notification bell to stay updated on more Stoic wisdom for modern life. And hey, drop a comment below letting us know which habit you will try first. Remember, every morning is a chance to strengthen your mind, face life's challenges with resilience, and become your best version. So wake up, Stoic warrior. Your day awaits, and you've got this. Until next time, stay strong, stay Stoic, and make every morning count. Peace out, Stoic community.